Okay, so first of all, I'd like to thank organizers for giving me an opportunity to present our recent work. Okay, so basically this is a joint work with Norbert Lutkenhaus, Masato Kawashi, and Jamie Batman-Turabi. And this is a reference for our work. Okay, here is the outline of my talk today. First, I'd like to talk about motivation for study of the binary tissue with strong refined pulse, followed by introductions of the binary tissue with strong refined pulse. Okay, after that, I'd like to briefly mention about outline of the security tools for binary tissue. After that, I show some security examples. And finally, I'd like to summarize this talk. Okay, so here is the motivation. Okay, so in QKD, of course, we want longer distances. And one proposal for achieving longer distance was proposed by one in this paper. And his method was called the Decoy state idea. And in this idea, in addition to signal light, I sometimes put so-called Decoy state. And this Decoy state has exactly the same property other than intensity of the light. So as a result of this, you have no way to discriminate between signal light and Decoy state light, so that this gives us a good estimation of the important ratio, which is the event that isemic single photon and Bob detect single photon. Actually, this gives us a good achievement of the longer distances. But in practice, it is known that due to the fluctuation of the signal light and the decoy state light, data processing for decoy state is a bit tedious. Okay, so this might be a little bit problem for practical decoy state idea. Okay, on the other side, okay, the other proposal for achieving longer distances was proposed by Bennett in this paper. And in this paper, he proposed two-state protocol with strong refined pulse. Okay, the good point in this proposal is that we use only signal light. We don't use decoy state. Thus, the data processing should not be so tedious compared to decoy state idea. And of course, since B92 uses only two states, this is the simplest protocol. So I think working on B92 reveals the other essential point for the security, which is different from the one in B84. So thus, I think the security proof for the B92 with strong refined pulse is important, not only from practical viewpoint, but also from fundamental one. Okay, so in this slide, I'd like to explain how our B92 works. I'm sorry. Okay, so in the practical experiment, we use double Mach 2 in the interferometer, but the essence of double Mach 2 in the interferometer can be explained by just a single Mach 2 in the interferometer. So in this slide, I use just a single Mach sender. And for the simplicity of explanation, I assume that it does not induce any noises, but this quantum channel is lossy. Okay, first, I emit strong cohesion light with laser source and split it into strong reference light and weak signal light by using asymmetric beam splitter. And depending on the bit values, I randomly choose it. He applies phase modulation, which is chosen from 0 or pi. And as a result of this, I send this state to Bob. Okay, on the other side, Bob first performs beam splitting by using asymmetric beam splitter. The reflection rate of this beam splitter is chosen in such a way that the reflected light of intensity of the reflected light and intensities of the signal light become the same. Okay, as a result of this, okay, we have interference in this 50-50 beam splitter. So as a result of this, if I choose theta equals 0, then we have coherent light in diesel mode, why we have vacuum in B1 mode. If Alice choose theta equal to pi, then the situation is reversed. Okay, so this means that if Alice has a clip event, then this means that Alice can be sure which state Alice can evolve. But of course, this is a very weak coherent light, which means that Bob, in the most of the case, Bob has no clip. So this means that in this event, Bob cannot be sure which state I sent to Bob. Thus, after the quantum communications, Bob has to tell if he got conclusive event or not by using public channel, so that Alice and Bob share the identical bit values. Okay, this is a protocol of which security we like to prove. But before briefly mentioning about the security proof, I'd like to talk about some differences between our scheme and the one which was proposed by Kawashi. In this paper, Kawashi proposed a two-state protocol, which is very similar to B92 protocol. And actually, in his proposal, IC sites are exactly the same as B92. But he assumed that Bob performs a kind of feed-forward control in Bob's site. Okay, first of all, Bob has his own local oscillator, and he performs the state differential measurement here. And depending on the measurement outcome, he performs a feed-forward control. Okay, the difference is that we don't need this feed-forward control. But I think this can be considered as one of the advantages over his proposal. But in Kawashi's scheme, thanks to the feed-forward control, we can use a threshold detector, while our scheme requires detectors with some assumptions, and that I will mention later. Okay, so this is the assumption which we put in our work. Okay, we use three detectors, but we assume that this detector can resolve if the detected photon number is inside this regime or not. The second assumption is that each of these detectors can discriminate among vacuum detection events, single photon detection events, and multi-photon detection events. So finally, this is maybe always a case for unconscious security proof, but we assume that all imperfections are under its control. And for the simplicity of analysis, we define conclusive events as the event where D0 and D1 detect a single photon in total, while we have a photon number in this regime. Okay, so from now, I'd like to talk about the security proof, and this is just the outline of our proof. Okay, first, we can see that our B92 can be treated as running many qubit-based B92 protocol. And the good point to observe this is that we know how to prove the uncomputed security of single photon B92 with this paper. Thus, after showing this reduction, we apply the security proof of single photon B92 for each channel jointly. So we are done. Okay, this is a basic strategy for the proof. And due to the time limitations, in this presentation, I talk about just the first part. Okay, so for the reduction, first, observe that in the Bob site, anyway, we perform photon counting measurement in the end. And please note that there are the beam splitters, which means that they are just linear optics. This means that in theory, the unitary transformation for beam splitter can be decomposed in direct sum structures, and each unitary transformation are just working on a specific off state. So this means that even if we perform a total photon counting measurement here, the statistics obtained in this measure, in this experiment, and in this experiment are exactly the same. Thus, we can conclude that, okay, even if we do not perform this total photon number counting, we can safely assume that we perform this measurement. Okay, second observation is to note that, okay, we define conclusive event as the one where these detectors detect a single photon in total. This implies that in the conclusive event, this signal mode do not contain more than single photons. Thus, even if we perform the measurement which discriminates if the photon number is more than one photon or less than one photon, this measurement do not disturb conclusive event. Of course, I like to emphasize that, okay, since we perform some projective measurement here, so this should disturb something. But the important point is that, okay, in the conclusive event, we see the interference between vacuum state and single photon state. And in the conclusive event, we do not see the relative phase between this phase and this phase. And of course, this Q measurement disturbs the measurement outcome, which is stemming from the superposition between this state and this state. But we don't care such kind of event, because anyway, they result in inconclusive event, which we do not care at all. Okay, so after knowing, okay, so as far as we are interested in conclusive event, we can safely assume that, okay, we perform this Q measurement even if we do not perform this Q measurement in practice. Okay, with these two observations, now we can convert Bob's slide like this way. Okay, first, we may assume that Bob performs total photon number measurement first. And secondly, okay, as far as we are interested in conclusive event, we can assume that we perform Q measurement which discriminate if the photon number is less than single photon or more than one photon. And now note that we perform total photon number measurement before the Q measurement, so this means that this state can be written by this way. But now we are happy, so now we finally have a cubic state. Okay, in order to understand this thing, it is useful to consider how input state evolves. Okay, so this is an input state, and this state can be expanded by this way. And let me assume that the measurement outcome P is mu, and we have succeeded in projecting qubit space by using Q measurement. Then in this case, it is not difficult to see that this state evolves into these two states. And please note that they are non-orthogonal state in a qubit state. And of course, this qubit space and non-orthogonalities are parameterized by total photon number here. Okay, now from here we can conclude that, okay, the coherent light based B92 is like running many single photon B92 in parallel. And each qubit space is now parameterized by total photon number here. Okay, now as I said, okay, since we know the security proof for the single photon B92, all we have to do is to apply this single photon security proof to our security proof. But this step is not so obvious, because you can do anything as you want in these many parallel channels. So, okay, maybe I should fix this. Okay, so this is the final result that we get in our work. Okay, in this figure, we plot the fusionation rate versus distance. And okay, this dotted line is just for the fusionation rate for BB84. And we see that we can achieve 51 kilometers. Oh, by the way, so we took experimental data from this paper. And if we use infinite number of decoy states, then one can see that we can achieve 163 kilometers. And now, how about B92? Okay, so other parameters, we choose this kind of set. Okay, A, B, C are the fusionation rate for B92. And other intensities of the signal light, we fix it at 10 to minus 0.92. Okay, this is almost 0.1. And from A to C, we increase the intensity of strong reference light from 10 to 5 to 10 to 10. And this figure shows that as we use stronger intensities for reference light, then we can get a better security. In this paper, it is known that if you use infinite number of decoy states, then one can show that the fusionation rate is proportional to channel transmission rate eta. If you look at this figure, the gradient of GLP plus decoy state and B92 with very strong reference light are almost the same. So this means that as we use stronger intensities for strong light, then B92 can also achieve the fusionation rate which is proportional to eta. Okay, let me summarize my talk. Okay, we proved the unconventional circuit of B92 with strong reference power. And the important thing is that B92 is now viewed as running many single photon B92 parallel. And we showed that with proper choice of experimental parameters, B92 can achieve the fusionation rate of eta, which is proportional to eta. And it might be interesting to consider how we get rid of the assumption we put on the detector. Okay, thank you very much for the attention.